Oh, yes, of course. She got that question often. Endlessly, I'd even say. After all, the chef was famous. And maybe she had a secret she'd give away. Out of weakness, or weariness, or indifference, or by mistake, or moved by a sudden fit of generosity to counsel anyone interested in her trade and in some sort of stardom. Or guaranteed acclaim, at least. Yes, that fascinated a great many people. That glorious reputation she'd gained without really trying. And maybe they thought, maybe they imagined she was keeping the key to that mystery to herself. They saw a mystery there. She wasn't very bright. They were wrong on two counts. For one thing, she was terribly intelligent. And for another, you don't have to be as clever as she was to succeed in the business. She liked being misunderstood. She hated people accosting her, prodding her. She hated the threat of being unmasked. No, no. She had never had a confidant before me. She was too reticent for that. Very often people asked her that question you're thinking of, and inevitably she shrugged her shoulders, smiled with the look she liked to put on, faintly mystified, distant, a look of sincere or feigned modesty, it wasn't clear which, and answered, "It's not hard. You just have to be organized." And when they kept pushing, she told them, "It just takes a little taste. It's not hard." And turned her high, narrow forehead very slightly away, pinching her thin lips as if to say not only that she'd tell them no more, but also that she'd put up a fight if anyone tried to forcibly unclench her teeth. The look on her face, and even on her body, hard, closed, removed, turned dull and dim and ridiculously adamant, and that put a stop to the questions. Not because people were sorry they'd troubled her, but because they thought she was thick in the head. The chef was fantastically intelligent. How I love to see her delight in being taken for a simple-minded woman. Our sly, shared awareness of her vast intelligence felt like a bond between us, a bond that I cherished and that she didn't mind, a bond I wasn't the only one to feel, because there were others, long-standing acquaintances who knew just how sharp she was, how perceptive, and who also sensed she wanted to keep that a secret from strangers and meddlers. But I was the youngest. I didn't know her before. Back when she cared less about secrecy, I was the youngest, and the most in love with her. Of that, I'm sure. But also, she thought there was something excessive in the praise people had begun to heap on her cooking. She found the phrasing of those panegyrics ridiculous and affected. It was a question of style. She had no taste for preciousness or grandiloquence and no respect. She knew all about the force of the senses. After all, it was her work to awaken them. And she was always enchanted to see that force show on the diners' faces. She strove for nothing else, day in and day out, for so many years, virtually without rest. But the words people used to describe that struck her as indecent. "It's very good," was all she wanted. All she could possibly ask for. To analyze in graphic detail all the causes and effects of the pleasures offered by her green-robed leg of lamb, say, since today that's her most famous dish and the emblem of her style, what people don't realize is that toward the end, she didn't want to make it anymore. She was tired of it, just as a singer tires of the same beloved song she's continually asked to repeat. It sickened her a little. She resented that magnificent leg of lamb for being more famous than she was, and for having let so many other dishes languish in undeserved obscurity. Dishes that took far more work and skill. Dishes she was far prouder of. To subject that rapture's many and varied forms to minute analysis was in her mind to expose something intensely private to the full light of day. Something in the eater, and by extension in the chef. It embarrassed her. At times like that, she wished she'd never done anything, offered anything, sacrificed anything. She never said so, but I knew. She would never have said so. That too would have been revealing too much.